Well, the world's most indebted property developer, Evergrande, put itself in a trading halt today on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange as it embarks on a massive restructuring, with its crisis presenting global risks. The Chinese property giant missed another debt payment yesterday worth $260 million, but there are suggestions another major Chinese property company may come to the rescue in an 11th hour corporate bid. And on top of that headache for Chinese authorities, there is the country's growing energy crisis. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
It's not confidence-inspiring. The world's most indebted property developer has missed another crucial debt payment, and its shares have been suspended from trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Analysts say it raises the risk of a Chinese debt crisis.
There's always a risk of that, David, where you have high amounts of leverage in the financial system. There is always risk, and you are fully aware of how leveraged China is.
According to global business news service Bloomberg, Evergrande was unable to pay a bond or IOU payment to Jumbo Fortune Enterprises worth $358 million. The difference with this payment and others is that it's the final of a series of payments for this bond, which means a missed payment would result in a debt default by Evergrande. Professional investor and financial writer Danielle Ecuyer says it's unclear how far and wide Evergrande's debt reaches and who could be hurt by a company collapse.
What we don't know with Evergrande, some of their loans, is how many times that debt has been repackaged and sold on, which is what happened in the GFC. So there's always a risk. But if any country or authorities can control the fallout, then surely China, with its command and control style, they have the ability to control it more than, let's say, some of our more open economies that we have in Australia and the US and Europe.
Shares in Evergrande have plunged 80% this year, and its bonds have spiralled downwards to levels that point to investors bracing for a debt default. Today, its shares were suspended from trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Evergrande said trade was suspended, quote, pending the release by the company of an announcement containing inside information about a major transaction. Chinese property developer Hopson has also requested a trading halt on the Hang Seng Stock Exchange. Investors believe Hopson will buy a 51% stake in one of Evergrande's property groups, giving Evergrande cash to make good on this month's interest payments. And China has signalled it will do everything it can to ring-fence any financial fallout from an Evergrande collapse. Danielle Ecuyer says offshore investors are likely to bear the brunt of any restructuring, not Chinese families who have bought off-the-plan units from the developer.
My understanding, and we've seen lots of examples coming to the fore, is that Xi Jinping wants to ensure that he maintains his power base. He has been very much clipping the wings of the billionaires across China. And the reason to do that is not to lose control of the people.
But China has another economic battlefront. Its efforts to curb emissions and a global shortage of coal and oil is producing a fast-moving global energy crisis, which has already seen some power supply suspended and rationing of electricity. It's not the first time local Chinese governments have been forced to take such drastic energy supply action. But it's the first time industry and households have both been affected. Commodities analyst Mark Pavan says oil and petrol prices are likely to stay elevated until the United States' summer begins to ease and demand for global energy subsides.
When you look at prices, they've had a good run. It's a very liquid market too, so a lot of investors play these markets. There's a lot of volume going through in and out. With that seasonality, it is actually peaking, and it's driven, and this will move towards China, but very much still the US energy markets. In this case, we're moving towards the end of the US summer peak demand season, which is their US driving season. So they tend to go into a shoulder period now through October, November before markets cool down for the heating season.
Prices, though, at the pump for Australian motorists are starting to ease, with the national average unleaded pump price falling by 3.3 cents last week to 152 cents a litre.
David Taylor with that report.